This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Christopher Husted. The Missouri House has rejected another Democratic effort to add a Medicaid expansion to the state budget. The House opened debate Tuesday on the state's 2014 budget by defeating an effort to send the budget back to a committee in hopes of adding more than $900 million of federal funds to expand Medicaid for low-income adults. The defeat of Tuesday's motion was almost a foregone conclusion in the Republican-led House because the House Budget Committee had previously rejected the Medicaid expansion. Democratic Governor Jay Nixon was traveling Tuesday to build public support for the Medicaid expansion. The 2010 health care law signed by President Barack Obama calls for a Medicaid expansion, but a Supreme Court ruling last year made it optional for states. The former CEO of a failed artificial sweetener facility has been released from a Missouri jail after posting $10,000 bail while awaiting trial on theft and fraud charges. Officials at the Randolph County Jail say Bruce Cole was released Monday. He faces one theft charge and four counts of securities fraud stemming from the financial collapse of a MamTech U.S. facility in Moberly in 2011. Moberly had issued $39 million in industrial development bonds to help finance the construction of the facility. Among other things, Cole is accused of diverting bond revenues to avoid foreclosure on a home in Beverly Hills, California. Agricultural products giants Monsanto and DuPont on Tuesday said they reached a deal to dismiss pending patent lawsuits against one another and entered a series of multi-million dollar licensing agreements. The lawsuits included antitrust and first-generation Roundup-ready soybean patent lawsuits pending in U.S. federal court in St. Louis. Columbia Mayor Bob McDavid and U.S. Congressmember Vicky Hartzler are calling for the Federal Aviation Administration to find the funding to keep Columbia Regional Airport's control tower open. Hartzler, a Republican, says closing the tower will affect safety.
It's not only an economic development issue, it's a public safety issue. And that's what the FAA is supposed to be about. So I believe they should fulfill their mission and make sure that they provide funding for these towers.
Without its tower, the airport will be forced to rely on the Springfield-based Mizzou Approach Control for its landing and departure communications. A rural school district in the south-central Missouri town of West Plains says it now allows some employees to carry concealed weapons into its school. The West Plains Daily Quill reports the Fairview District Board recently voted to pay for firearms training for an unspecified number of employees. The district is withholding the names of those allowed to bring guns into its school. The Missouri Senate has issued a subpoena compelling the State Revenue Department to hand over documents by April 2nd about new state driver's licensing procedures. The order was signed yesterday by Republican Senate President Pro Tem Tom Dempsey. It requires the department to produce documents to help determine whether the state is sharing people's personal information with the federal government or a private company. For KBIA News, I'm Christopher Husted.